Hello everyone and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for March 7th through the 13th. Now let me give you a little heads up. I am recording this outside. It's windy, so you're going to hear a lot of that in the background, but bear with me. So before I get started with the week, in order for us to understand where we are, we need to know where we're coming from. Since last week's forecast was all about the new moon in Pisces, I do want to touch on other energies that were active at the same time. This past weekend was something else. look, from March 4th, 5th, and 6th, that was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we had a lot going on, and I'm sure that you guys felt it. I received messages from a lot of people. So let's look into it. Because just because it passed doesn't mean that it doesn't matter. Like I said, in order for us to understand where we are, we need to understand where we're coming from. It's all a sequence. It's all a story that's unfolding. And that story is very much yours. So on Friday, March 4th, we had the conjunction, the triple conjunction between Venus, Mars, and Pluto, all in Capricorn. This is important. Because this continues to touch on the theme of moving from the shadow of Capricorn energy, which we have become very familiar with over the last 2 years. That which we stood on no longer worked. The way we were doing life no longer worked. The way that we were justifying the ends, and no matter what the means, it's just not working anymore. We're seeing the collapse of certain institutions all around the world and how they're resisting their collapse. So it's important to remember something. This is something that I heard from an astrologer a long, long time ago. And it's that if there are major events happening around the world, the themes of those events are correlated to the themes in our personal lives in one way, shape, or form. So pay attention to how much of our lives, in fact, has collapsed over the last 2 years. Belief systems, narratives, relationships, lifestyle, careers, home. There are things that we thought were fundamental and permanent, and then it turns out that they weren't, okay? This last weekend, on Friday, with the conjunction of Venus, Mars, and Pluto, we came to the last bit of that. And this is especially true because this is Venus finally coming out of her post-retrograde shadow phase. Finally, Venus is moving in degrees at this point that she hasn't touched before, since November. Guys, think about how your value system, how you think of yourself, your sense of self-worth, your relationships, your ideas behind relationships, how they have changed, or how they have become at the very least highlighted since November of 2021 to now. Think about some of the conversations, some of the discussions, some of the ruptures that may have occurred between November and now. For those of you who have been with me for some time, and for those of you who were in my private Telegram group, we did a Venus retrograde group in which we were being present, doing journal prompts around everything that came up at that time. For those of you who were in that group, I invite you to go back to your journals and look at what you were writing at that time. For those who were not in my group and you journal, I still invite you to look at your journal entries from November, December, and January and see what was going on with you at the time and really compare it to where you are now. It's amazing. It's amazing the shifts we can have in our lives in such a short amount of time, especially when we're being intentional and present in our lives. So Venus, Mars, and Pluto coming together in Capricorn, in an earth sign, saying, what are your value systems now? How are you courageously standing by them? How have they transformed you? How have they empowered you? And now how do you carry that on with you to the rest of your life so that you're empowered from a very grounded place? Now, over the weekend, not only did Venus and Mars leave Capricorn and come together in Aquarius at 0 degrees Aquarius. But the Sun and Jupiter also came together in the sign of Pisces. So let's talk about those two things. Let's start with the Sun and Jupiter in Pisces. Anytime that the Sun comes together with Pisces, it is an expansion and illumination of our ego, of our presence, our vitality. But more than anything, especially in Pisces, it is the recognition that our ego, that our identity in this reality, is a conduit for our spirit, Pisces, to fulfill its purpose in this lifetime. That's powerful, guys. So we go from Friday, for all of that Capricorn energy saying, what is your value system? How do you courageously stand on it? How does it empower you? Then on Saturday, the Sun and Jupiter coming together saying, how expansive do you actually believe yourself to be so that you can be inspirational to those around you when you dare to follow your dreams? And then on Sunday, we had Mars and Venus meet at 0 degrees Aquarius. 0 degrees Aquarius represents the reset point that we experience back in December of 2020, when Saturn moved from Capricorn into Aquarius and Jupiter did the very same thing. The difference between December of 2020 was that the cosmos were telling us, look, collectively, we are moving in a different direction. And 2021 was the year where we saw how we were moving in a different direction. Now, March of 2022, Mars and Venus, which are personal planets, which represent the feminine and masculine dynamic within us, that balance, that harmony, that when we are in touch with both, we can move about life in a much more consistent and in-tuned way. Because those are personal planets, now the cosmos are saying, how are you now as an individual going to take that expansion, going to stay grounded and empowered in your belief systems and dare to build your life from a different space within you? Guys, that happening over a weekend is powerful. I'm sure you felt it in one way, shape, or form. And I invite you to really, really look into how. I really invite you to acknowledge it, to sit with it, to pay attention to the thoughts that came up, to the events that took place. It wasn't easy energy. So there may have been a sense of overwhelm. There may have been explosive moments, moments where you felt a little bit at war with others or with yourself. Think about that. This is us emerging from the cocoon, truly. Now, as we begin this week, we begin the week off Monday and Tuesday with the moon transiting the sign of Taurus. This is really lovely because we begin the week off after an interesting weekend on an earth, with the moon transiting an earth sign, the moon being grounded, the moon reminding us, embody this, embody the belief systems that empower you, embody the belief systems that allow you to dream big and allow you to remember that you are an expansive, limitless being having a human experience and that this body is a conduit for your soul's purpose on this earthly plane. The moon in Taurus reminds us that we don't have to rush towards anything, that which is meant for us is already there for us, and it's not going to miss us. It's not going to pass us. Therefore, we can move patiently, slowly, steadily onto this new phase of our lives, that we don't have to freak ourselves out thinking that if I don't move quickly, I'm going to miss out on something. We're too empowered for that now. We are much more connected with ourselves to think that anything that is meant for us is just not going to come to us. The moon in Taurus reminds us to take care of ourselves while we're steadily moving in the direction of our dreams. The moon in Taurus reminds us to embody the knowing that we are worthy simply because we exist. The moon in Taurus will also conjunct Uranus in the North Node between Monday and Tuesday. So this can be a surge of energy. This can be a surge of excitement. be mindful. Be mindful of your reactions, especially when the moon comes in conjunction with Uranus, because those are unexpected emotional reactions. But the moon coming together with the North Node, that's an emotional recognition, and that's an emotional knowing of your worthiness. This isn't an energy that you're necessarily going to experience something with. And what I mean is that something may not physically manifest. But if you're mindful of what's coming up for you, of how you're communicating with yourself, of how it's feeling, of how you're sitting in your body, note that. Note that you are living the time that you're living for a purpose, and that it is your responsibility to acknowledge that, to own that, to stand in the authority of that. Now, on Tuesday and Wednesday, the moon will transit the sign of Gemini. We go from a grounded earth energy to air energy. So once we have embodied the knowing of our worthiness, the knowing that we are supported and guided, when the moon moves into the sign of Gemini, it is about connecting. And I love this because the moon in Gemini will create a trine to now Venus and Mars in Gemini, which is lovely. Which brings on more of the energy of community and communicating with others and collaborating and connecting with others and the joy that that can bring. But the moon will also create a trine to Saturn. And this is exactly what I mentioned a moment ago, that in order for us to actually see the expansion of ourselves, the growth, the optimism, for us to actually see the fruits of betting on ourselves, we need to be willing to take responsibility for what that means. That's what Saturn represents, the ability to respond and step into our lives fully. And how empowering that is, how liberating that is, because when we step into our power, especially, I mean, really in any level, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, there is nothing outside of us that can shake us. And if it does, air signs like Gemini and Aquarius remind us that there is community to lean on, that we don't have to figure everything out ourselves, that is too much of a burden. Why would we burden ourselves trying to do life alone when we live in a world of 8 billion people? I get it. Sometimes the world is harsh. But when we are aligned with who we genuinely are inside, we radiate that energy and we attract the people that are exactly meant for our path and the unfolding of it. Okay. Now, Thursday, Friday, the moon enters the sign of Cancer. This is a much more emotional energy. It's water energy. So by all means, especially Thursday and Friday, the moon is going to create a trine to all of that Pisces, yummy Pisces energy, the sun and Jupiter and Neptune. Take advantage of these days to meditate, to get a massage, to do sound bath meditations, to have your therapy session, your coaching session, or make sure that you sit and save space to really delve deeply into anything that has come up for you in the previous week, because it's a very powerful week. It's very powerful energy. Some of the things I invite you to acknowledge and to question and to think about are, am I standing in my power? Does my power make me fearful? If so, why? If not, how can honoring this power help encourage other people? It's such an important time to be alive, and it's important that we acknowledge it intentionally and are present with it on a daily basis. Okay. Now, as the week moves forward, and we move into the weekend, we'll go from Cancer energy into Leo energy. But that's much later on in the week. I really invite you to take advantage of Cancer energy on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to really get in touch with yourself, to really embody all of this energy that has been coming up for us. Look at it this way. It's like crossing the threshold from one reality to another. And I know that that may sound really weird, but look, Pisces energy, or any water energy, what it does is that it thins the veil between this 3D reality and a 5D reality. And what is 5D reality? 5D reality is the understanding of limitless possibilities, is the understanding and the knowing that we are divine beings, and that that divinity is powerful. That divinity connects us to everyone around the world. Therefore, when we get in touch with it, we are contributing to collective consciousness and inviting others, no matter where they are, to connect with that divinity within them. Guys, this is true. And as we move through March and April, Pisces energy is really going to make this clear. Think about the last couple of months. Think about the shift in your connection to yourself. Think about this last weekend and where you are now, how it felt, why the things that came up, how you responded to them, how you're holding them, how they're sitting in your body. This is so important to pay attention to, because whatever it is that's coming up for you, that's the information that you need to keep moving forward, to keep moving in the direction of your dreams, to keep moving in the direction of your healing and your aspirations. And that energy is what's going to carry you to communicate, to connect with those that can help you along the way. Okay? I hope that this is helpful. May you have a lovely, lovely week. Thank you to all of you who have been reaching out with your experiences. I love it. Truly. I'm here for you. I receive you. I love communicating with you, conversing with you. Keep them coming. Let me know what comes up for you. Let me know what's come up for you. And remember, we're still under new moon energy. Continue setting those intentions. Continue making the calls, making the connections, setting the resumes, building the business, healing any, you know, healing a broken heart, healing anything, taking your time. This is our time to redo our lives in the way that our spirit really wants us to. Have a lovely, lovely week.